It's been a rainy winter, and excess water at Lake Okeechobee has been pushed east and west into delicate estuaries. When that was done back in 2013, it caused toxic algae blooms. But if the Corps of Engineers follows the governor's request for Lake Okeechobee and other places, the water will flow south toward the Everglades. Tom Van Lent, a hydrologist for the Everglades Foundation, says that's a better plan.
The major obstacle we face is that this is how the water management system in Florida was designed to work. So everything is operating as it should from an engineering perspective. It's just creating a lot of problems for people and for the environment.
Currently, water levels at Lake Okeechobee are at a 10-year high. Amy Green in Orlando.